believer of Jesus Christ, wife of the philanthropic, talented actor and singer Tyrese Gibson, Samantha Gibson is a licensed clinical social worker and brings more than 10 years of experience in social work. Throughout her career, Gibson has been dedicated to helping the most vulnerable and disadvantaged youth in the state of Georgia, working at jobs in the Department of Family and Children's Services, the state juvenile system, actively working with victims of sex trafficking and domestic violence in the state of Georgia, Rape Crisis Center, and the Suicide Prevention Coalition for Rockdale and Gwinnett Counties. Gibson was the executive director of the Love Circle Foundation. She has also been an active mentor and volunteer with the Boys and Girls Club, Concrete Rose, and a variety of Atlanta and Los Angeles nonprofit organizations. Drawing from her personal struggles as a child and young adulthood, Gibson has developed a gift for connecting with women and youth, providing them with the courage and confidence they need to be successful. She brings that same personal touch to her two live shows on Instagram, Miracle Mondays with Real Talk Kim and What Women Want Wednesday. Please welcome to Av Unfiltered, my friend and sister, Mrs. Samantha Gibson.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Hey, girl. How are you? Thank you so much for being here with us today. And for our viewers and our listeners, I'm excited that they get a little bit closer of a glimpse of who you are, of who you actually are, what I know you to be, so loving, so kind, just a real, real, real genuine woman of God, your faith unapologetic. I am just so excited that we get to have this conversation. Honestly, it's just like us being on the phone. You know, I start this every other week and share that, you know, people are kind of eavesdropping on our conversation and we're just flowing, girl. So how are you doing?
I'm good, girl. I can't complain. I was up late last night, but you know, my husband working, so but other than that, I'm great. I cannot complain. God's been good. Corona free.
Listen, Corona is a thing. And yes, for this episode, everybody, the title is Knowledge is Necessary to Understand Your Purpose. It's so key for us to make sure that we are always on a path of continuing education, because in order for us to understand more about ourselves, we have to understand what drives us, what makes us who we are. And I feel like in moments where we come to a brick wall and we don't know what to do next, we can always read a book. We can always delve a little bit deeper into gaining more understanding of just what's going on around us. If we don't know the answers and if we don't have a friend to call for the answers, there are resources that can fuel our knowing and our intellect more. And my goodness, the last few years of growing to know you, I've learned that God graced me with a friendship and a kinship of someone who loves school, loves furthering education, and knowing things for themselves, such as yourself. And as a woman who stands alongside such a mogul as our brother, Tyrese, how important was it for you to not rest in just being his wife and complete school and your licensure in your field?
It was almost essential for my mental health to continue to pursue what fuels me. Mm-hmm. Because when I got into our marriage, there was a lot of things that I had to let go just for the simple fact of the nature of his career. You know, I had a 9-to-5 job where I couldn't travel. I couldn't do a lot of the things that provided me the freedoms to be able to work what I was doing before him while being with him. Yeah. So I let a lot of things go. And I literally felt a sense of depression after getting married, because I felt like a part of me had died. I had connected my role on this planet with being a social worker and working with certain things that fueled me, and having to give that up really caused me to feel depressed. And so, girl, I had to continue to, like, at some point when I felt like God was moving me in that direction, and I had to start pursuing things on my own, and was like, okay, Sam, you've been the support system. You've played that role for him. Now it's time for you to get your Michelle Obama on and pursue what you need to do for you and to what fuels you, you know? So that's what did it.
You know what I think is so important, and I love that you said it was important for your mental health. I don't know why people view mental health as something that's a bad thing. We all have it. We all have to take care of our mental. There are certain triggers in our lives that cause us to go down a path that we don't expect. And if we don't take care of those aspects of our lives, we'll find ourselves depressed. We'll find ourselves unfulfilled. We'll find ourselves on this island that God never intended us to be, where we have separated ourselves from our purpose. We've separated ourselves from the people that love us. And we've also separated ourselves from the things that actually drive us into the next phase of our destiny. And it's something that happens so subtly. And I want you, if you're listening or if you're viewing, to just take a moment to be okay with checking on your mental state, because it's not a bad thing. It's nothing wrong with it. We all have it. If you hear of a person going through, you know, some mental health challenges, people are like, oh, they're going through. Well, you never know when it could be you. Because in a moment, if you aren't taking the necessary time with yourself and with God to deposit those necessary scriptures that will bring you out of the places where you feel like you've been in bondage, then you will find yourself on that same plane. And I just know that I've watched you be wife. I've watched you be support. I've been the same in that vein. But I also know that it takes sometimes other people to kind of speak into you to remind you of what you already knew was inside of your head. Like, wow, I have this gift. I have this light. And I don't believe that God is calling me to just let that die out just because of who he's connected me to for this life's journey. I know for a fact that my brother has accomplished so much. His accolades are what they are. They stand alone. You are definitely a part of this next phase of where God is even growing him to. And so in order for him to even be fulfilled, because you're his life's partner, because you're his Coretta Scott King, because that's how he loves to reference you sometimes, it lets me know that he is grateful for the education that you have and the knowledge that you can provide him. And I think that it's so key for women, whatever season of life you're in, if you're not yet married, if you're thinking about getting married, if you're single and waiting, to not lose yourself in another person's vision, but to also make sure you're educating yourself so that you can support a vision. Because if you don't have that knowledge, then you won't be able to do it well. Right, and just moving along, I've always loved school. And going after so much regarding education, my continuing education units, even though I'm not practicing in the field or of endeavor that I chose, God had me practice it in new ways. And I can get into that probably maybe with you, maybe in another discussion. But I feel like in order to understand your purpose, you have to understand what actually makes you want to get up in the morning. What actually makes you want to move forward in life. So when did you know for certain that you wanted to complete your run with social work while speaking, giving life to women, speaking life into people in general? When did you know that social work would absolutely be a part of that journey?
So it was when I was in college. When I first went, I was very interested in like unique things that maybe other people weren't. I knew immediately I was drawn to working with domestic violence and trafficking victims. That was like the first thing I ever was able, like I wanted to volunteer for and was able to do so at the age of 18, which I couldn't do before then. And when I got in there and when I started talking with people and just interacting with the people there, it didn't feel like work. And because it didn't feel like work, it was like I would go there to hang out or just to be there, just to be able to help. And it fueled me. It gave me peace. And so as I continued to go into different fields, I worked in all different facets of social work, I kept finding that social work, as tolling as it can be, felt like home. And because it felt like home, and because I felt like when I'm in that zone, it's completely natural. My flow is natural. How I work with people is natural, because most of the time, most of the people that I come across, I'm only one decision away from being in those people's shoes, or right. I was in their shoes and I didn't tell anybody I was in their shoes. So it was like very much, it was very fulfilling for me. And like I said, it felt like home. So when I went out of college and I graduated with my psychology degree, and I had a minor in women's studies, because I always had that unique type of thing. I was working in the defects field, and I saw that when you're in social work and you want to do social work for real, the best way to go about it is to get your master's and pursue further education. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do this for a while, which I did it for a year, save up enough money, and then go back to get my master's. Right. And that's what I did. I was working three jobs, eventually stopped that, went back and got my master's, and the rest is history. So
I promise the more we get to know each other and the more we grow and our years pile up as friends and sisters, I realize more why we click so much. I feel like I didn't understand why I wanted so much to understand about the heart, the lungs, how they work and all this stuff. And when other people would find it cumbersome or overwhelming, like you said, social work can be heavy. I found peace with it. Literally, I feel like people don't take enough time to understand what makes them go. So they will succumb to what other people feel like their thing is versus running with what's actually inside of their hearts. And be like, Sam, you don't have to do that. Well, I absolutely have to do what gives me peace. I can be married to Tyrese. I can be married to the frog down the street. Like, I'm still going to be, you know what I'm saying, a social worker or somebody who finds solace and finds a rest in understanding my field of study. I've worked multiple jobs. I was teaching dance. I was seeing patients on call at night, waking up. And if I wasn't on call, I would tell my colleagues, listen, if you don't want to take the call shift, I'll take it. If you're seeing that same baby that we've been seeing at Northside Hospital who's on an apnea monitor, I want to follow up with that baby because I want this baby to make it. That's like a part of my faith walk. I don't want anything to happen to that baby and you don't let me know what's going on. It was like something that just actually drove me into a place of peace. And even though I wasn't yet married, I knew that God would somehow still use my education, still use how I was flowing and what made me to meet my destiny and my purpose in life. So, and I know we kind of briefed this a few minutes ago and right when we started the conversation, but we can wrap back to it. Do you think that we somehow lose a part of ourselves in delaying our educational efforts moving forward due to fear, anxiety, maybe age, or other setbacks?
Absolutely. I think, and I was going to bring this up in my first answer, but there was a time frame, and I think it's with marriage. And with me, that was like where I had to really redefine what I viewed as success and what it meant for me to be a social worker in the role that God had put me in. And I remember that year we went to like this summit, and I met Jada Pinkett Smith for the first time. Mm-hmm. And she came to me, and I'll never forget it. She came to me, and Tyrese like, Jada, tell Sam, give her some words of advice, blah, 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 blah. And she looked at me dead in my eye, and she said, don't lose yourself.
Wow.
Don't lose yourself in this marriage thing. Don't get lost in his world. Don't stop pursuing what makes your heart beat. Wow. And when she said that to me, I was like, but, you know, in my mind, I was wrapping my mind around the how. How do I continue to pursue what makes my heart beat while he's running so hard to do what he wants to do and what makes his heart beat. Like, how do I do that? Uh-huh. And it wasn't until, you know, I think it was when things kind of in our world calmed down, because we had a hell of a first year marriage.
Yeah.
And then the second year, it was like I got into certain things when I was pregnant, like with different organizations, and I held like a baby shower type of thing for women in domestic violence and trafficking victims in California. There's a whole baby to baby network, and I work with them. So it was like things that I would naturally was going through as a human being, I would still try to find ways to give back. And then at some point that once I had Soraya, I was like, you know what? I don't want my daughter to see me give up on something. I've always wanted to be an LCSW. That's what I've always wanted. And so I wasn't going to allow Soraya to see me not accomplish that goal because I got married. Because I was so busy supporting my husband, because I was starting to, truth be told, have resentment towards him because I'm not fulfilling what I need. So I'm not even as good in the role that I need to be in as a wife or as a mom, because I'm not doing what fuels me.
Yes.
So I had to say to him, like, this is what I need to do. And so, and I talked to my therapist about it. I'm big into therapy.
That's beautiful.
And she said to me, you know, Sam, give yourself a deadline. And so I said, by the time Soraya is one, I will have my LCSW. And that's what it was. I wrote it down. I wrote it on my vision board. And I said, listen, this is what I'm going to become an LCSW. That was the goal I set 9 years ago or 7 years, whatever, however many years ago it was at that time. And I'm going to do it. And it was like, tirelessly, because she was at that first year was a roller coaster, nursing and all this other stuff. But like, I was studying all night, and I saw like Kim Kardashian was doing the whole lawyer thing, and I was like, oh, I gotta do it now because I see she's doing the same thing. Of course, she has a little bit more help than me, but she's doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just was, you know, up all, you know, sometimes all night, some, you know, throughout her nap when I would normally do other things, I would be studying. I would lock myself in my room. I said, okay, no phone. I'd leave my phone out. I just committed myself. I was so driven to accomplishing this goal, and I wasn't going to let anything get in the way of my passion. And so I guess I hope I answered that question. I went and did a little detour, but
No. It's so key. Aisha and I briefed this in our episode, where she was like, people would sometimes come for her because of she is doing so much. And she's like, but I'm fulfilled doing this. My husband is cool with me doing this. He's my champion. He's my cheerleader. I'm his cheerleader. You know, just like she's on the sidelines cheering him on at a basketball game, hoping it works out well for him and the Warriors. He's just that for her on whatever endeavor with cooking that she has, you know, International Smoker restaurant, the magazine, anything that God allows. He's just like, oh, babe, you got to do it. So when you have that support on each side, I believe that Steph realizes, and I believe that Bro realizes, Tyrese realizes, hey, I have a better Samantha for all of what I want to do, for the vision that God has given me. Because Samantha is fulfilled in just being her. And that's what Av Unfiltered unlocks and unleashes for women. It offers this perspective of you can be an amazing wife and an amazing support and an amazing help meet. People change that connotation, help mate, but it's an help meet where you're meeting a person on this journey and you guys carry it out together. There is that word submission, but submission is to one to another as well. It's not just, you know, I lose myself in making everything great for you. That is a slippery slope right there. I had no problem shifting into that understanding of once I took the time to actually digest it, I had no problem with it because I got a deeper understanding of what it actually was. Some of what we had been taught or what my understanding was like, you know, my whole point is to help him do everything.
Right.
And I talked to some amazing pastors' wives, some women I looked up to, and I saw them doing all of these amazing things. I never saw myself married to a pastor. I never saw myself, and not even just a pastor, but a personality like my husband. I never saw that for myself, but God sees for us what we don't see for ourselves. I don't know that you saw yourself married to a Tyrese. You didn't know that your husband would be a part of one of the most amazing franchises of all time with Fast and Furious. You know, he's an actor. He is got a staple in this life. Like he's going to be known for what he does. So how does that make room for Sam, or how does that make room for Aventer? And I realized that the phase that I was brought in to informs the rest of my husband's journey, yours informs the rest of your husband's journey, because if you don't do what you do, he can't do what he does.
That's right.
Not the same way. He's not the same Tyrese as he was before Sam came, just like John's not the same John before Ab came. When I put that and I understood it inside of my mind, then I understood. I said, okay, that's how this works. Delay is not denial. I was super independent. I had a little bit of trouble understanding how to migrate from single life into wife, not from the aspect of dating or hanging out or just doing whatever I wanted to do. I was used to showing up for myself. I was used to making sure that my bills were paid. I was used to, you know, I had purchased my own first townhome. I had 3 bedrooms, no kids, no husband, by myself. So when I had 3 bedrooms, a townhome by myself. So when he came along, there was that adjustment of, he's the provider. He's helping me. This is the life that I'm afforded. So where do I fit? It's just like we're trying to figure out where do we fit. And I think a lot of women are trying to figure out where they fit versus bucking against them being who they are. I think that's a huge misconception in this life that, you know, I'm a boss woman and I don't need a man. And the Me Too and all that kind of stuff. And I am fully an advocate of Me Too. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the aspect of where do I fit? I talked to, you know, one of my best friends, Latoya Luckett Walker. Hers is, you know, swapped around. She's the actress. She's the known one. And her husband is this executive. And she's like, I can't be running all around everywhere behind auditions because now I'm somebody's wife and somebody's mom. But that doesn't change who I was before he got here. I'm this singer. I'm a Grammy Award winner. The largest girl group of all times with Destiny's Child, the original group founding member. And we talk about this like it's just like now how do we make this fit? And I think that question is one for all women to kind of endeavor wherever you are in your season. It's just like you wanting to have more for yourself is not you trying to push away God's bringing together of your oneness with your husband or your mate, if you have one, or even you making a decision to not get married because you feel like you got to die to your, you know, to make that live. I believe that it's so important for people to see women like you who did not give up on her thirst for education and knowledge. You had something in your heart before he got there and he was on board. You shared it with them and you're like, yep, what I will have is my license in social work and I'll be able to tell my daughter that I didn't just lay down in what her dad did. But we have some things that we both can offer to her.
That's right. I think you become healthier that way. I think that, I think a lot of women, we try to compromise. And I feel like there's timing as well. It's all about timing.
All about timing.
You can't, in the beginning of marriage, and especially you and I, Ab, we've married people that are, you know, influential. They have strong personalities, things of that nature. But you can't, you... you can't lay, you know, you lay it down for a moment and you trust God that he understands beyond what you understand, that he's created you for something. He's created them for something, and he's created you and I for something.
Right.
And there's nothing like that can get in the way of that. It's just about timing and allowing God to figure out that timing. I really had to lay it down and submit it at my Lord's feet and just be like, God, this is what I desire, but I'm going to trust you to make it happen for me at the right time, at your time. And,
right.
And it did. And I thank God for that. But I really do believe it's timing as well.
I definitely feel the same. And I think every aspect of our knowing and our understanding of the seasons and what they are, like I was talking with Jordan in the second episode, you know, my assistant, and on a personal note, she and I are like really good friends, so we know how to lay down that work aspect and pick up relational things, and I know where God is headed. So at times I'm able to like be like, hey girl, God says da 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 da, you're amazing, right. You know, beyond this point, there's this is going to happen for you. And I know what her desires are as far as like a wife and a mom. And I know she's going to be great at both, only because she's been great at so many other things that she doesn't feel like she'll be missing a thing when she does become wife or become mom. I think that's right. So important for women to understand that a part of your holistic living is realizing that every aspect that you hope to touch and become as a woman, if it's inclusive of seasons where you may not be as active in the thing as you are in another, to fully be mom to Soraya until Soraya can survive, not without you, but you know what I mean, where she gets to the age where she's okay with saying, oh, mommy has to work, oh, daddy has to go film this, you know, and then she's cool with a family member or a caregiver, you know, and then you come back and she's fully full of herself and she doesn't feel like she's missing anything. I just feel like that we as women have to make up in our minds that where we are in a season does not necessarily pat down, you know, what God has for us just because we become another version of ourselves.
That's
like,
right.
When I think about Jordan, like she's Jordan Gulledge right now. She's a single woman and she has more time to do da 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 da. When she becomes Jordan, whatever her last name is going to be, she will then become someone's wife, and then they'll have to work out at a certain time how that plays into whatever her dreams are. So for you guys listening, viewing, you guys actually taking this information in regarding knowing that understanding and having the education to fuel your purpose is so important. I want you to take in that aspect of you don't have to cancel any part of yourself while you're meeting that purpose.
That's
it's
right.
Just so important for us to make sure that we are aligning ourselves with understanding who God is saying we are on the purpose journey, so that we don't find ourselves in the slump and the depression that we kind of often find ourselves in.
Yes.
So you've been so extremely secure throughout your time as a wife and understanding that this was a part of you that you weren't content to allow to die. We briefed that. But what about your purpose do you feel helped you to get to a place for women who want to serve their purpose with confidence and flow from a place of surety versus being hostage to those unspoken questions about if it's truly necessary to do so or not? And in that, what I'm saying is, how did you realize that you needed to help women find their confidence in that flow, that they are sure of themselves moving forward?
I would honestly say that in my marriage, in my first year, I felt like I was struggling with insecurity because I was walking into a home that was already built. I was walking into a man's life that had accomplished so much, done so much. He had so many different things already. And I felt like I was insecure in the sense of, like, what do I bring to this table? And who am I without him at this point? And I had to, as a woman, I really, really had to, throughout the time of me being married, find who I am And I found that out outside of my marriage and outside of my relationship, because if my relationship were to go, which I speak against, but if my relationship were not to be here, my strength has to be found within me.
Yeah.
And so when I was pregnant and I was about to have Soraya, there was something about being a mother, and there was something about like being able to care for somebody else in that way. And then my reliance upon God became so strong, because my husband, during the time of me giving birth and having to care for Soraya, had to start working. I had to be more independent. And we were grateful that he was working, but I had to learn how to be okay as Sam, as me, outside right. of who I am with him. And so what I had to do is I promise you, I really had to go to God, and I had to fix areas within myself that I think I felt I was carrying insecurities, that some came from our relationship, some came from things that happened before him. I had to resolve those things within myself. I had to forgive myself for things that within my own, even in my own marriage, that I allowed, that I hated, that I allowed, and I felt weak. And so what I had to do, I really had to reconcile within myself and within my therapist and within, you know, my relationship with God. And I had to forgive myself, and I had to stand strong within the woman that God had now created me to be, and see that he used these things to create me to be strong. And I'm Sam. This is what I bring to the table. You're not going to make me feel bad about anything that I'm not bringing to the table. This is my house. This is where I belong. I'm not just another woman that stays here. This is where I live. I made this a home.
That's beautiful.
You know, I had to pour into me, and I had to affirm me and preach to me and speak into me. And at some point in that, God had created such a spirit of peace and contentment and security within me, that if everything was to fall away, I still would be okay. If Sam was living in a box, Sam gonna be okay.
That's and how I feel.
I had to resolve that within me. I'm like,
that's
listen,
so
you know,
good.
I'm good with you, and I love my husband, and I want this marriage, and I want it to work forever.
Yeah.
But for our marriage to be as strong as it is now, I had to be strong enough to be able to stand alone and know that I could stand alone. And that way I could, if that makes any sense, if me being secure with me standing alone made me a better wife and a better partner for him, because my security no longer came from him. Whether he treated me good, bad, indifferent, I was still okay with God, and there was nothing he could do to make me feel less than. And that security helped me to be a better wife, a better mom, and then for me to be able to step out on my own and do things for myself, because now I'm like, it's time for me to shift some things around. And I want other women to feel secure, because I feel like when you come from a place of true security and true love for yourself, that doesn't mean I'm 100% healed and I'm 100% secure.
I got it. No.
But I am secure within me.
Key nugget that you said, and when I started off and I said you've been extremely secure throughout your time, is what I want people to catch, is that it started with insecurity. And
it
because
sure
it started there, you were able to dissect some things, you were able to resolve some things, you were able to reconcile some things, which we all need to do, okay?
Right.
It's not a bad thing. And because you were able to do that, now you can flow from that sense of security. Because for me, there was a certain level that my husband had reached before I was there as well. He was already on TV. He had already, you know, done two albums. He had already been on Tyler Perry's House of Pain, and he had been on Sister Sister, and he had been on all of these different things. And we have a huge age gap, and I think that you and bro have a significant age gap as well. Some of the things that he had accomplished, though, I wasn't even aware of. And so that's another reason why I feel like, you know, I was one of the reasons of the choice that he made, because I wasn't a fan in the regard of I had all of the knowledge and I was bringing it in with my love. I was learning more about who I was married to as we go. Yes. And that's a natural thing. I was like, oh boy, yeah. I knew you preach. I mean, we served at the same church. You know, you were with these youth. I was teaching dance to the youth. I didn't know that you were going to, you know, actually be a whole pastor, because that makes me a whole pastor's wife. And I know me. And I just don't know how I'm going to be accepted in that vein because of what I'd seen. And I'm not what you've seen as a pastor's wife. And so God had to help me become secure in me, which speaks to Av Unfiltered, having the real conversations. I may not, you know, necessarily fit this role or this vein of what people feel like a pastor's wife's role is to be. I am fully secure in serving my purpose alongside him and the church and loving people, because we have that in common. But the other facets of me that may not appeal to people, what I thought would be a repellent were actually attractions, because yes, people are more in sync with me, the me that I am, and the one that's very open, transparent, and true to myself. I think that I'm serving God better by doing that instead of putting on facades. Like, I can't do the fake. I can't do the facade. Everything about me might be a little bit too real. And so that in that vein that I wanted the listeners and the viewers to catch is that every insecurity that I had brought me to this place of security. And every insecurity that Sam had brought her to this place of security where she is. And it's an ongoing feeling and an ongoing extension of God's love and his grace towards us to continue to walk in it. Not saying that I don't have those times where I stumble back into an insecurity based on a trigger. That's normal. But there is a sure place that we have to walk in, where we understand that we aren't content with allowing our true selves to vanish in the sunset somewhere. We have to always stay true back to ourselves. Girl, right. We are so close to being out of time. Listen, lastly, how has God given you the strength to work through any confusion or pause as it pertains to what actually fulfills you in life? And what did you have to come to grips with in understanding his position in your life to get you to this point? I know that God's position is so important to you. You do, yes, you know, a Bible study. You're going deeper with the things of God, and you are unapologetic about it, and it thrills, yeah, my heart and my soul. But God is giving you strength, and you had to come face-to-face and head-to-head with knowing you couldn't do this thing without him. So yes, understanding his position, God's position in your life, how were you able to come to grips with that, knowing you needed him for your life's journey?
I think that my life, I felt like in the past when I was struggling with, because I've been in and out of church my whole life. And I think that me having to go through some things and feeling like true freedom was outside of the relationship with God, where I saw my friends out here partying and doing what they want to do and carrying on, and that looked more free,
yeah,
than what I was doing, what people were doing in the church. And I felt like those people looked more at peace than the people I knew that was going to church.
Listen, we'll make it look crazy, won't we? This whole church
thing. We definitely will. And so when I finally came to grips with my spirituality and understanding my relationship with God outside of anybody else, and that I didn't need anybody else to go to God for me, that I was, as a woman of God, I can go to him directly. I don't need to go through no pastor or nobody else. I can go to him and seek his word and seek his face and truly seek the word and understand it for myself.
Yeah.
And when I think I would say when I kind of got out of college and I was dealing with this spirit of fear, I had this unexplainable fear that I was just, when I was going to sleep, I had this unexplainable fear of death. I had this fear that was plaguing me in my life, and I felt a sense of hopelessness. The spirit of depression was coming on me strong, and anxiety, I would say, as well. And I literally had to really, like, put into work my faith and what it meant to be a Christian at that time. And at that point, when I was going to scripture and I'm posting it on the wall and I'm worshiping during those moments of fear, and when I'm teaching myself how to have this relationship with God and I'm speaking to him and speaking to spirits and having this authority and walking
yes.
in what it truly meant to be a Christian and what it truly meant to be free, I found myself free from the fleshly spiritual things that were trying to hold me back and keep me captive. And as I became more unapologetic and bold in my faith, I really felt like God was saying, I need you to be bold. I need to use you in this moment, in this season. And I didn't understand why, because I'm like, God, why would you use somebody like me? I'm unapologetically bold. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to own what I'm going to own. I am who I am. And I'm okay 100% with everything that I've done in my life, because I see that God created it for a time such as this.
Yeah.
And so me being able to see how God has used every single experience to now uplift the kingdom and to show people out there what I believe is is my genuine relationship with God and what it looks like through me and how it frees me and what it looks like in my relationship and what it looks like as it relates to the people that I connect with and talk to and things like that. It doesn't restrict me. I'm truly free. And yeah. I think people saw a certain way that Christianity is supposed to look, and we like it in that little pretty box. But I felt like, for me, I'm kind of stepping outside of the box in my own way, because I'm not what you would traditionally think a Christian woman of God.
Yeah.
Whatever, married yeah. Tyrese and, you know, does what she does, you know. And so, and I, you know, I'm just completely open and unapologetic about it. And so I think that my understanding with God came with understanding that he allowed me to go through things for me to stand in faith in these times and say, I'm a woman of God. God loves me. He's yeah. with me. I yeah. have this relationship with him, and it may not make sense to anybody else but me. But yeah. he helps me in every single, before I got on this podcast, I'm sitting in a closet saying, God, help me to speak to what you want me to speak.
Exactly.
Help me to deliver the message on this thing the way you want me to deliver the message. Because I've learned to completely depend upon him, which has given me full security within who I am.
That's
because
right.
I'm not relying upon anybody else, but our actual source, the person
yeah.
we actually were created by. And
yeah.
so I think that I hope I answered the question, but I think that that's what my answer would be, is just understanding that everything that I've been through, every single painful incident, every single thing I've gone through my marriage, every single thing that I've had to go through all across the board, God
yeah.
has used it for me to give him glory. And that's how right. I've come to understanding it.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Sam. Literally, you guys, we are out of time. We are finished. And I tell you, you know, that's why the podcast is like 30-ish minutes, because when I get with my true girlfriends, we can go. Okay? Like,
we
can go, and we can go for three more hours. We just won't share that with you. But thank you so much for being a part of my Av Unfiltered podcast. Is new, and I'm filling it out, and I thank God for what he's done with it so far. Knowledge is necessary to understand your purpose, talking about education and just building and seeding women,
yes.
growing forward, going forward, and glowing forward. We literally have to make sure that we are posturing ourselves into getting more knowledge of who we are, what we do, and how we do it. So right before we leave, Sam, everybody gets this same last question. What is a Sam get us through phrase of grace that you can drop on us today just really quickly? Something that is specifically from you, from your heart, that you can leave us with here today. A Sam get us through Phrase of
Oh my
grace.
goodness. Okay, I think this is what's been going with me is I've been looking at rejection as God's protection. And
Yes.
that's been something that I've been really, that's been in my spirit is God, if you might have felt rejection, but you have to start looking at it like God's protecting you from something or revealing other things in your life. So I just look at it, the world's rejection may be God's protection. So
Absolutely. Well,
that's
you
all
heard it here from Mrs. Samantha Gibson. Rejection is God's protection on so many levels. I concur. I believe it. I receive it. I hope you guys have been blessed on this episode of Av Unfiltered. Knowledge is necessary to understand your purpose, Sam. Thank you, sis. I love you so much.
I love
Thank
you
you
too,
for being
sis.
with us. Follow her
Peace.
on her social media. I love Samantha Lee. Make sure that you take some time to jump into her Monday Bible studies and Wednesday What Women Want. We love you so
There you
much, and we'll
go.
see you next time.
All right. Thank you, sis.
All
See
right.
y'all.